The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. The fear seems to be everywhere. The insecurity concerning their health is consuming many individuals. Is there any hope left? Is there any place of rest from this onslaught? God says in Psalm 91, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." This virus fits in the category of pestilence. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." We find this rest only when we've surrendered to His yoke. The Apostle Paul declared, "There remains therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into His rest, he hath also ceased from his own works," in our case, one's own worry. So he says, "Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall by unbelief." So how do you enter this rest of the Lord? And once you enter it, how do you walk in that rest? We enter the rest of God by fully surrendering every area of our life to Christ's control, which starts by receiving Christ as our own Master and Deliverer. The rest talked about here in Hebrews 4 is nothing more than walking in the Holy Spirit, about which the New Testament teaches so very much. We continue in that rest of God by allowing what God says in the Bible to be what we believe about our present situation. To do that, we must be continuously thinking about what God says. The Scripture calls this meditation. But this meditation is very different from the occultic meditation done in yoga. Scriptural meditation means we turn over and over in our mind a verse of Scripture so as to let God speak to us with it. It's not emptying our mind. Rather, it is filling our mind with God's own particular word to us at that time. Since faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, hearing that word of God in our mind over and over releases faith in our mind. That faith will then flow through our will, then through our emotions, then through the actions of our body. Thus, there remains therefore a rest to the people of God. This is how those who've known Christ well down through the ages have been able to face tremendous difficulty with faith and courage. This peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards their hearts and minds. Socialists have no such peace because they don't know God, much less submit to His will for them. So they constantly are in a frenzy to take care of themselves. This is why they constantly look to a so-called expert to tell them what to do instead of using common sense. Common sense comes from the logic of the Scripture, and we used to have a lot of it in America. The more we've believed the socialist lies, the less common sense we've had with which to figure out what to do in crisis times. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." Could it be that God's aim in all this is to bring us to the place of surrender to Him, which is the place of rest? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It.